Let's keep the phone calls coming in right now. It's a cornucopia of calls.
Okay.
Hey, what's your name? Where are you calling from there?
Hey, my name is William Ross. I got Jaime on the phone as well. He's a UPSer with me.
Oh,
and
okay.
And we listen to the show.
Cool.
But, I was talking to Jaime about it, and he's had, you know, he has a couple questions, and then I obviously don't have the answers like Mortgage Mom would have.
All right. Well, William, what do you
do? Call in, yeah, and let's talk about it.
All right. Well, William, what do you do? You guys are both UPS drivers?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
We're finishing up our week right now.
Yeah. Saturday morning.
The hardest working guys in the business.
They are.
Right,
I got to tell you, our UPS driver that comes in our office, he is just fantastic. He's here twice a day. And he's just so great. You guys really are wonderful.
You buy too much stuff on Amazon, Mom. That's
no,
that's
it's, packages. It's packages going in and going out. Oh, you guys are driving them cross country. You're getting our packages there.
Right. Well, yeah. Now we stay in California, but yes, we drive the freight north, and then they switch it out up north, and then we come back in the morning.
Love it. All right. Cool. So shoot away. Ask the questions. Let's talk.
Well, I was talking to Jaime about reverse mortgage. Jaime's a little bit older than me. He's about a year to 2 years out from retiring. And I was talking to him about maybe the idea. He's got a ton of equity in his house that he could actually jump out on a retirement now and then possibly do a reverse mortgage. I thought maybe we could talk about that.
Sure. So here's the question is, how old is Jaime?
Jaime.
Yeah.
How old are you, buddy?
I'm going to be 68.
68 or 58?
No.
68? Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah. So you're definitely old enough to do the reverse mortgage. You do have to be 62 and a half or older for that to be an option. So here's the thing with reverse mortgage. Reverse mortgage is fantastic for somebody that absolutely has no other options. They want to stay in their home. They can't move to another home. They can't afford the monthly payments. There's just no other option. I don't like to go to a reverse mortgage unless we have to. So with, you know, pension and retirement and Social Security and anything at all that you would have been able to pull together for retirement, with all of those sources of income, if you can afford the monthly payment that you have on your house right now, or if we can do a refinance to drop the mortgage payment a little bit from what you're paying to make it a little bit more affordable, we want to do that first. A reverse mortgage is an interest rate on a loan, just like a normal mortgage. And every single time that a month goes by, you've got compounded interest at that interest rate that's eating away at the equity in the property. So, for example, I had somebody that called me about 2 weeks ago and they said, we just have no other options. We really want to do a reverse mortgage. Unfortunately, in their situation, they didn't have enough equity to be able to do the reverse mortgage. So I couldn't give them that as an offer. And I said, but, you know, here's my question to you. You live in LA, you've got about $500,000 in equity in your home. You know, could you sell your home and could you take the cash and could you go buy somewhere else like Palm Springs or go to Arizona or go to, you know, somewhere else that is less expensive that you could buy for cash? Because even if you're buying for cash, you don't have an interest rate that's compounding, that's building a balance, that's taking away from the equity that you have in the home. So if you have other options to go to, I always suggest other options first. If there's no other option, for example, if you just sell the home and you can't go buy another home for the same price as what you owe today, then we can definitely look at a reverse mortgage and see if it's something that does work out for you.
Okay, so Jaime, his mortgage is under $2,000. And at this point, he has no problem paying that. We've had multiple conversations about that. But when he retires, what's his option with refinancing when he retires to get a... Hey, Jaime, what did you buy your house at?
Where or when?
What price?
Oh, a 258.
Yeah, and he's never pulled anything out. So,
so what does he owe today?
To refinance with a lower interest rate, 190 something, right, Jaime?
Yes.
Okay, and how long have you been in that loan right now?
For 6 years.
Okay, so, and what is your interest rate?
4.1.
Okay, so a couple of ways to drop the mortgage payment would be, you know, if we keep the interest rate the same as what you have right now, or maybe reduce it just slightly. And again, it's going to depend on you, and that's something we talk off air where those rates are at. But, you know, simply going, taking your new lower balance of 190 and spreading it out over a new 30-year term is going to drop that monthly payment. So if we just need to get you into a little bit more affordable monthly cash flow, then starting that loan over at 30 years to stretch that out a little bit, make that payment lower, is definitely an option. Now, I wouldn't suggest that we do it today. It sounds like you still have maybe a year or two left that you're going to work before you retire.
I don't think so.
No, you're getting close to retirement.
I'm still working, you know, but I want to make my you know, to reduce my monthly payment, you know. That's what I would like to do.
Right, but while you're working right now, for however long that you work, you should keep making payments where they're at, and you should keep paying that balance down as much as you can, so that when you're ready to retire, we then take the new balance at that time and spread that out over 30 years to make that payment more affordable.
What about a 15-year fix? Isn't there lower interest rates on that?
It is, but now you're only going to pay the loan off in 15 years, so your payment's going to go up rather than down.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so
it doesn't work then.
The 15-year fix, no, because we're going to actually take the same balance that you owe, and now we're going to pay it off in 15 years instead of 30. So your monthly payment's going to actually go up. So really the best thing to do is to take that balance that you have and stretch it out over a longer period of time. So we'd want to start well, you over.
If he stays at work, what, 2 more years, Jaime? 3 years?
Okay.
Right?
Yes,
I'm asking.
Yes.
Right? Okay,
yes.
So if he stays... If we do a 15-year fix, he's going to have a little bit lower APR. Payment's heavier right now, but he's able to pay the more of it down with a lower APR and then refinance to stretch it over 30 years.
Yes, yes. And that is a very, very good option, but he kind of seemed a little bit hesitant about even keeping the payment where it's at today. But if he feels it right now while he's working, and that's why I asked how long will he be still continuing to work, if we've got another 2 or 3 years that he'll be working before he retires and he can afford a little bit heavier monthly payment, we can definitely look at a 15-year fixed right now. In, you know, 2 or 3 years, he would only owe, you know, the mortgage balance that he'd owe is going to go down quite a bit. And then we would turn around at that point and give him that 30-year fix to stretch that out. So definitely, I feel that that's better opportunity and better option than a reverse mortgage. But obviously, the reverse mortgage is there, you know, to help people that need it. So it's something that when he gets to that point, if he feels that, you know, he just can't afford the house he's in, we can always look at that opportunity of the reverse mortgage.
Well, I was asking my friend, you know, about the reverse mortgage, about because he asked me why I don't do reverse mortgage, and I told him because I'm afraid because they keep the house, you know, at
yeah.
the end.
No, they don't. Know? They don't keep yeah. the house. They don't take the house at the end. So that's a big misconception that a lot of people have.
Oh, I thought that they did that.
No, they don't. So basically what happens is, you know, you still own the home. You're still the owner of the home. When, you know, when you sell the home, the balance that you owe on the home has to be paid back. If you pass away, then the loan obviously has to be refinanced by your heirs within a 6-month period, or the property sold to get, you know, pay the loan back. But whatever equity is left at that point would go to your heirs. So no, they don't keep the home. They don't take the home. You are the owner of the home, but you have to remember that you're with a reverse mortgage, your mortgage balance is going up every single month. It's not staying the same and it's not going down like it would with a normal mortgage. So if you can have a normal mortgage and you can afford the normal mortgage, then you're putting yourself in a better situation down the road. Then, you know, you're leaving more to your family down the road. But if there is no other option, that's how you're going to survive and that's how you're going to retire, then that's why they have a loan like a reverse mortgage. You're using your equity to supplement your lifestyle.
I see. Okay.
I think he needs to talk to you offline so you guys can work some numbers.
Yeah.
This is like a show within a show. I love it.
I know.
I think the 15-year fix for now, for 3 years, and then revisit spreading it out over 30 would be the best option, Jaime, because that will lower your total amount, and then you could spread it out over the 30 years when you retire. So you're actually paying less month to month.
Right, and then he's paying in his, you know, he's not losing equity, and, you know, there's still, you know, value in the home. So I agree, and definitely something we can take offline. And Jaime, please feel free to give me a call, you know, whenever you're ready. The number that William sent you is the same number all week long. We don't move it. It's not just for the show. You can call us whenever you'd like, and we will give you a call back and talk to you.
Hey, where are you guys headed this morning? Where are you off to? In the big old truck. And is it an 18-wheeler or one of those?
They said it was an 18-wheeler.
It was an 18-er?
I just pulled the brakes. I'm here in Simi Valley. And Jaime's headed off to down near Commerce.
Nice.
SoCal buddies. We'll look out for you on the road. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, you guys, thank you for your service, too. Really, if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't get a lot of things done. Business would stop, and you guys are amazing, and we really, really appreciate it. I know my business would stop without our UPS, so we love you very much.
And what would I do without Amazon?
It's very important.
Delivery.
Hopefully we stop shipping with Amazon. We're going to show them.
There you go. There you go. All right, you guys have a wonderful morning. Thank you so much for calling in. Really, really appreciate it. And I look forward to be able to help all of you, know, both of you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Hey, Jaime, I'm a drop mortgage mom and keep you on the phone.
All right. Bye-bye, guys. That was awesome. Such a great, I love that. You know, they're probably talking because they're driving and, you know, they're probably really good friends and getting to know, you know, they've probably known each other over all these years. And
that was
a show within
a show. You know, they listen every weekend.
Well, yeah,
but
I love it. You know, it's no different than with me and Heidi. We work together, you know, and we talk a lot and she knows everything about my kids and she knows everything I'm going on with life. And, you know, they're probably doing the same thing. And he's probably talking to, you know, Jaime's talking to William and saying, I need to retire pretty soon, but, you know, I don't know if I can keep this mortgage payment going that I've got right now. You know, once I'm on my pension income, my retirement income, whatever it is that he'll have coming in is Social Security. And so it's something, you know, that they've probably both, you know, talked about probably numerous times as they're driving those big, you know, 18 wheelers down the road. And, you know, I love that. That was awesome. You know, and you could tell William's probably younger than Jaime. So, you know, he was able to, you know, call us, conference him in. And, you know, that was great. It was a great phone call.
Okay. So the party chat line is open now at 844-935-3634. You don't have to three-way your friend to get into this. You can call just direct if you want. Or you can call your whole family and then conference us in.
Yeah.
It works just the same.
We love it. It's actually great. And you have no idea how many times that I get phone calls from people that say, my father-in-law said I had to call you. My mother said I have to call you. You know, so it's people that hear the show and they know that, you know, maybe it's not necessarily that they're in a position that they need that mortgage financing, but they know somebody that does. So we're always welcome to that. We love it. We want you to be involved and be part of the transaction. And please feel free to call with questions for your loved one. We get that a lot. I'm calling for my daughter. I have a question. I love it. I think it's fantastic where everybody's out there looking out for everybody.